Big news today for the Edmonton Oilers. They've got a revamped coaching staff. The gentleman who made that decision, the head coach of the Edmonton Oilers, Dallas Aikens, joins us now. Dallas, how are you doing?
Doing well.
Have you do golf? Have you had a chance to golf yet this year?
No, I made the. I used to golf 3 or 4 times a week leading up to my first daughter being born almost 6 years ago, and I basically made the choice. It's either be on my bike for 3 or 4 hours or be on the golf course, and I chose my bike.
Okay. Now, when were you golfing 3 or 4 times a week? What was your handicap?
Well, I was handicapped by a number of factors when I would golf. Mostly that the ball wouldn't go down the middle.
Yes.
I was basically like a bogey golfer.
Oh, hey, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. That's like the top 10% of the world, so that's pretty good. Dallas, big news today. You add an experienced guy in Craig Ramsey. Now, I know you guys were, I think you've worked together once before in Florida, but not a lot of history. Talk about kind of the ongoing negotiations and how you were able to land such an experienced coach.
Well, the story goes like this. It was, you know, at the end of the season, you know, I echoed what Craig McTavish said. I thought our coaching staff had gelled together. I thought we were working well together. The message was being delivered to the players, and you know, we were in a good place in that regard. But, you know, finishing where we did and with the season that we had, I still thought it was extremely important to you know, get the stink off us a little bit, reflect, and then, you know, start really taking stock of things. And as I started going through it, I thought we were missing something on our staff. And, you know, we started to explore, you know, adding a staff member. And as we went through this, it disrupted everything. And the way it disrupted was, no matter what box you were trying to check off on, you know, on a coaching resume, Craig Ramsey could check off every one of them. If you want experience, got it. If you want somebody to run a power play, got it. Run a penalty kill, got that. Run a defense, forwards, he's done everything. He's been a head coach, an associate coach, an assistant coach. He's this guy has a rock star resume. The big thing for me is he's had a great success as a teacher. He has an excellent rapport with the players, great one-on-one abilities. And so, but if you're going to hire somebody like Craig Ramsey, you're going to have to clear a spot on the bench for him. You know, they're not going to go upstairs and coach from there. And that's where we had to make some real tough decisions and hard decisions, but ones that are made for the good of the organization. And that's my job here, is to put everything in place and so that we can make strides forward and win hockey games. And it was a hard decision, but I'm extremely excited that we were the team that was able to get Craig Ramsey.
Dallas, you mentioned Ramsey and his experience, but what will he bring specifically? What will his specific role with this team be?
Well, his role is going to be you know, basically the same as he was doing in Boston. I thought he's left a great stamp on the Boston Bruin defenseman. He'll be in charge of our defense. He'll be running the defense during the games. He will also be the voice and the deliverer of the message most of the time to our power play. He's had some success in that regard in the past as well. So those will be his two main roles, but that doesn't discount the time that, you know, he'll spend some time with our forwards, and that's how it works with a staff. Mm-hmm. It's not just, hey, you do the defense and you do the power play. Everybody has a voice on a staff. I think it's extremely important to debate and exchange ideas in all regards. And so, you know, Craig will be in charge of the defense. He'll be delivering the message on the power play. But it's just not Craig that's responsible for the power play. It's me. It's Keith. And it's. Are you still there? Sorry,
yep.
I dropped my phone. it's myself. It's Keith, and it's the players who are on the ice trying to execute it as well.
Dallas Aikens, head coach of the Oilers, joins us. Dallas, you mentioned that you felt like going through the process that you thought something was missing on your staff. What was missing?
Well, I thought it started off with somebody with some offensive flair, okay, and somebody that had some success, with the power play. Then the next step was some offensive flair who really understood an aggressive offensive game, and that's where we want to get to as a group. That's where it started. And then it just turned into more because, you know, as we looked at specific candidates, there were some guys that could check off those things. But when you looked at Craig, he could check off a whole bunch more. You were getting it's like a one-stop shop. So we kept going back to Craig and I really pinpointed him and had a lot of talks with Craig to sway him in our direction, and he was very receptive, and we're excited to have him on board.
Dallas, you mentioned the success on the power play, and you look at your coaching resume. You've had a fantastic success on the penalty kill more than the power play. And I know the players obviously take a big part in that because if they're not producing, it doesn't matter what the coach draws up. It's ultimately up to the players. But when a coach has had success on the power play, what difference of viewpoint do you think maybe Ramsey will bring that will work well with the talent that you have?
Well, I'm hopeful that he, with the way he coaches, this isn't a coach that's going to coach in a group. It'll be, hey, if it's, so let's take the power play for instance. You've got the one unit, you bring the five in, here's what we're looking to do. But away from that, there's a lot of individual meetings going on the side and explaining why. And that's a question now you get a lot of times from players. It used to be, here's what we're doing, and the guy put his head down and he did it. And now there a lot of times it's like, well, you know, what's the thought process? Why are we doing that? And Craig has a great way of delivering that message, and it's through one-on-one communication. And you guys will see how he's able to deliver it. This guy, Craig's not a yeller and he's not a screamer. He's a guy that's able to persuade people into doing what's right on the ice in a very positive and educational way.
Dallas Aikens, head coach of the Edmonton Oilers, joins us. Dallas, we know that Craig's going to run the defense and the power play. And so, Steve Smith, where does that leave him on the staff?
Well, Steve Smith's an excellent coach and a guy that I really thought was coming into his own last year. We're in discussions with Steve right now with accepting a new role on our staff. It'll be a very different role than he's used to, and it's going to take some time for him to consider that. So, we're talking with Steve about that now, and we'll have to give him some time to, process it. This isn't this is what we see you doing. Are you in? Are you out? I think everyone deserves the right to take some time to think about it. So that's where we're at with that, and we'll just have to monitor the situation and see which way it goes.
Would that new role, Dallas, would you have four coaches on the bench next year on a regular basis, or will you have yourself, Keith, and Craig, and then the fourth guy would likely be upstairs as an eye in the sky?
Yeah, I've made it clear that I'm going back to just three guys on the bench. I wanted to try the four last year. That was my decision to do it. As the year went on, I felt a little bit restricted back there with the ability just to get up and down the bench. There's not a lot of room back
mm-hmm.
there.
Yeah.
And so then, like I said before, once you get away from it and you get out of town and and boy, you miss going to the rink. You're able to reflect and really look back at certain things, and that was one of the things that, you know, I'm firm on now. For me, it's not to have four on the bench. I'm a three coach guy on the bench, and that doesn't discount that fourth guy. The fourth guy is extremely important, especially during the game, being able to see it from above. He's extremely important with his views in the dressing room, and is able to coach during practice and coach these guys individually. So it doesn't discount the guy upstairs. And all you have to do is look around the league and look at the people who are upstairs now. Like Larry Robinson is going upstairs. Doug Jarvis in Boston is an extremely important piece to their puzzle. So, but for me, it's we're back to a three-coach routine.
Dallas, you've had a few months now to look back. You know, head coaching in the NHL is different than any other job, I'm sure. There's just way more pressure, externally maybe more than internally. When you look back, what do you feel you did well last year, and what are the areas you as a coach need to improve on this season?
Well, I think, and this was a hard part of the job, I think we did a lot of heavy lifting last year on the accountability side, on what is going to be required to be an Edmonton Oiler. And what I mean by that is how you're going to carry yourself, how you're going to be a professional, that there's going to be a certain way that we do things. And it's not going to be just, hey, show up and kind of do whatever you want. We want to establish the way that we're going to carry ourselves as an Edmonton Oiler. I think that has firmly been established. I believe our players are all in on that degree. And I know our guys are looking forward to next season. I just had lunch with I don't know if it was lunch. It was kind of like a mid-morning breakfast with Taylor Hall. Last week, I've spoken to about half of our roster here over the last 2 weeks, checking in on them, and they're excited to take a step forward. You know, the things you can improve, like I think you can just constantly improve all the time, and I don't care who you are or what line of work you're in, you should be trying to improve all the time, for me, a big part of my improvement is going to come from adding Craig, his experience being a head coach. He's already given me a couple of things that I am not going to share with you, that he's like, listen, here's some things that I saw that you did. You don't need to do that. And here's how I think you should have handled it. And it comes across in a very good way.
Yep.
He's not trying to be a puppeteer, but he's a guy that I hold as a dear friend and somebody I'm going to listen to and consider all the time.
And really, that's the experience, Dallas, coming in. Just until you experience it, you don't really know how to go about it. And was that maybe as much as Craig Ramsey's about the X and O's, it's a lot more maybe just about the overall thing of being a head coach, you know, the personality, dealing with guys, and it's not all about the X and O's, and maybe those are some things that an experienced guy can teach you that maybe you didn't even know was missing.
Well, yeah, a lot goes into the X's and the O's. In the end, it's your ability to get individuals to do certain things on a consistent basis every night. And, like I said, we had to have a personality change, and that was a very hard part of the job. And I want to get to this really reminds me. I was talking to Keith Acton this morning that we were talking a little bit about how we're going to start to go about things as soon as we get into training camp. And this really reminds me of when I took over the Toronto Marlies. The first year or two, there was a lot of a lot of confrontation. There was more times than not a voice being raised. But then as we got the personality of the team and the expectations on how we're going to carry ourselves and hold each other accountable, as soon as we got that in place, there was no more raising the voice. Everybody was in, and the players were being directed greatly by the coaches, but they were coaching each other too. And that's where I want to get to with our group. And as soon as we got to that point, where we knew the players were all in on how we were going to do things, and then they became almost secondary coaches and helping along the way and were excited the way we were going to play and had a level of accountability, well, suddenly we started winning a whole bunch of games, and it turned very, very quickly. So there's a process to all this, and I know the temperature in the market for our dear fans. Our fans are important to us. I know there's been a number of years with no playoffs. I've just been through 1 year. I take responsibility for that. Our players that played last year take responsibility for that. And we're going to try to turn this as quick as possible.
Dallas, will that be the only other change, I guess, waiting on the decision for Steve Smith, or will it be other changes on your coaching staff?
Well, no. Hey, listen, Keith Acton is an amazing coach. And one of the reasons I hired him was when you look at a player like Alex Steen, I saw the work that Keith Acton put in and a lot of time one-on-one with Alex Steen. And Keith is going to rub off on our players, and he's already doing that. We've got Craig Ramsey in place. We'll wait on Steve Smith's decision, and we'll go from there. But right now, that's where we're at.
Okay, I guess I was more. I knew Keith wasn't going anywhere. I was more so referring to the goaltending coach situation.
Yeah, we're that's currently in discussions as well, and it's the staff of like with Kelly and Steve and Freddie, all of their contracts were expiring. So we're in discussions there.
Okay, and the draft, of course, a few weeks away. Now, how heavily involved are you in the draft?
Well, I can't be very heavily into it. I've been in Toronto here for the last few weeks. I was fortunate enough to get to the Memorial Cup and be involved at the combine on the interviews. Here in Toronto, like in Edmonton, there's a lot being written and said and talked about on these top players. And I often wonder, these people with these great opinions, how many times have they seen these young men play? So I'm not going to be involved at all other than what I've experienced in the interviews. I do know some people that know some of these top draft picks that I respect very well, and I've made my own calls to see what they think of them. But it's hard for me to have an opinion when I've never seen any one of them play. I saw the kid Dreisaitl play once against the Oil Kings when I popped upstairs in an afternoon. So seeing a player play once and seeing the others play none, I shouldn't be opening my mouth about anything and having any opinion.
So you'll be on stage handing in the sweater?
I won't even do that. I will be there to support them. That's for all those kids that get drafted. Oh. I don't care if it's in the you're the first pick overall or the last one chosen. That's an extremely proud day for those kids and their parents and their families. A lot of sacrifice and time of those parents has been put in, and a kid's first step to his dream is being realized. So I'm there to be more supportive and encouraging than do anything else.
Where were you in 1985 when you were drafted by the Washington Capitals?
I think I was the last person sitting up in the stands. They yelled at me, "Hey, what's your name?" I yelled back down. They said, "Okay, we'll take you."
Well, hey, it worked. It's a good strategy.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Dallas, we appreciate you coming on short notice. Enjoy the next few weeks.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. We'll see you soon.